Hello and welcome back to another episode of Bible Prophecy for Today. My name is Heather, and I've got some news and views from a West Texans, a biblical point of view, one you're going to find in your mainstream media. Hey folks, welcome to today's podcast. I wanted to jump on to talk a little bit about some things that are happening. There's a lot happening, but there's just a couple I wanted to pinpoint. So, real quick, from wideawakemedia.com, I wanted to bring up this article, and it is titled UN Gates Foundation 50 in 5 campaign aims to roll out digital public infrastructure in 50 countries by 2028. And this was posted way back when, in October of 2023. You know, used to, that wouldn't have been such a long time ago. But nowadays, that's like a lifetime ago. Doesn't it seem like a lifetime ago? Reality really wasn't that far. But we could all see what happened between October of 2019 and March of 2020. So yeah, in the scheme of things these days, that can be a very long time. So one thing I wanted to note here, digital public infrastructure, listen to these key words or little initials that they're out there using, these acronyms. So we got DPI, which is Digital Public Infrastructure, and they say it's essential for countries to improve their economies and the well-being of people, because, you know, it's all about your well-being. Right. So we'll go and check a little bit about that. So Digital Public Infrastructure, which refers to a secure and interoperable network of components that include digital payments, ID, and data exchange systems. And they say it's essential for participation in markets and society in a digital era. Folks, that's their plan. Like, I don't know about you, but I'm seeing the Antichrist beast system, you know, the mark. All of this is coming to like fruition. And so it's a big, massive data sharing thing. And so just as a big reminder, the CBDCs, you know, or, you know, whatever you want to call them, this whole, they're going to make it sound like such a good thing. But let me remind you, and you all know this, but they are digital and they are programmable. So not only are they programming people through television and their television programs, wow, I mean, how much like could they have said that more clear in our face, but nobody really caught on to it until now. But anyway, back to the subject at hand. These DC or CBDCs are programmed. So, you know, Heather, you've had too much beef this month, and so we're just gonna cut off that part of your program. You're not gonna be able to buy beef with that. Now you may have 500, you know, digital coins or whatever in your, you know, quote unquote bank, you know, but we technically own that. And of course, you know, we can tell you what you can do with those coins or not. Now, if you wanted to go out and buy you some celery, oh, that'd be great. Yeah, you would. Oh, did you want that new cricket burger? Oh yeah, Whopper. That's your Whopper now. Boy, it was a Whopper of a cricket. Yeah, you can go and buy that. But if you want a steak or a ribeye, I'm sorry, we can't have that. So sorry about that. You're not gonna be able to buy your steak. So, but you can't have that cricket burger, you know. Yeah. So, folks, these are the things that are coming, and these are their plans. And like I've said before, and I'm going to say it again, I'm very disheartened that Amarillo, Texas is a smart city, and they have all this stuff slated. Let me tell you how fast they are moving. So, and you don't have a choice. Okay, here in Amarillo, we didn't have a choice. We were told that we were going to get smart meters on our XL Energy. That's who provides our electricity here. We don't have a choice. It is a monopoly. Okay. We only have XL. That's the only choice of electric we have in Amarillo, Texas. That's it. That's all we have. So we're forced to go with them, and we're forced to get their smart meter. Okay. So boom. And then the next thing I know, they're putting a smart meter on my water meter. And so I didn't have a choice in that. I didn't get to vote on any of this. No, they just told us that's what they're doing. And, you know, if you live here, well, then you're going to have that. So you either have a choice to live here and put up with it or move. I don't know about you guys, but my plans to move are in the near future. So they're not really going to tell you. They're just, I mean, you're not going to have a choice in the matter. You're not going to get a vote. There's going to be no city council meetings. There's going to be nothing. You're just going to be forced to get that. Like when I called XL Energy and they said, well, you don't have a choice. I'm like, wow. So either I got the smart meter or I opted not to pay $250, not to pay another $60 a month for them to come and read the other meter. But I didn't get to keep my old meter. Oh, no. They're going to come put another meter. Now, it may not be a smart meter, which, of course, you know it was, but and they had to pay somebody to come and read my meter. So think about all the jobs that are being lost to this digital infrastructure that they're rolling out. You and I have no say-so in it. No say-so. So look how fast that happened just in Amarillo. We got the meters for XL in October, and we got the water meters just like last week. So they're rolling it out. So it doesn't take very long for these things to happen. So don't think when the government and everything collapses, which is, I mean, they're telling us it's going to happen. So folks, it's not like it may happen. It could happen in 15 or 20 years, or it might happen when my grandkids grow up. It's going to happen probably this year. They're telling everybody. You know, they're it's plain as day. The writing is on the wall. Our trillions of dollars every single day, the United States of America is in debt. There's no way to stop that. There's no way to counteract that. We're not going to get out of that. So a collapse is imminent. Imminent is going to happen probably this year. And people are like, you need to go and buy gold. Let me ask you something. Honest to God, let me ask you a question. When everything collapses and there is mass chaos in the streets and you've got rioting and people stealing and breaking into your house, trying to steal the food that you and your family have, what good is gold going to do you? I mean, honestly, what is it going to do? I mean, our economy will be, but it's going to be gone. It's going to be crap. It's going to be nothing left. And it's going to be a build back better. You will own nothing and be happy. You're going to die with nothing, and you're not really going to be happy in that scenario. But let me tell you something. If you are a Christian, you have the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. You are His. God has sealed you with His Holy Spirit. And so that is the good news, folks. And it doesn't matter what happens in this world, because this is not our home. We are in this world, but we are not of this world, the Bible tells us. So do not lay up for yourselves treasures where moth and rust and thieves can break in and steal. Lay your treasures up in heaven, because where your heart, you know, where your treasure is where your heart is too, the Bible says. So I'm not going to be running out buying gold. When I see this infrastructure collapse and I see all these things coming about and everything is happening, just like the Bible says, it is not going to get better. So what is that gold coin gonna do for you, is what I want to ask. What's it gonna do for you? Now look, I'm not the smartest, you know, person. I'm not the brightest bulb in the pack or the sharpest tool in the shed, but I'm just saying, if it was me personally, gold's not gonna do me a whole lot of good. It's not gonna do me a whole lot of good, especially when they're gonna build this thing back better and it's all gonna be digital currency and they have all these things they're telling you about. Tell me what good that gold's gonna do when they can program the currency that they give you. So you're not, I mean, you may have $500,000 in gold, but guess what? You can't spend it the way you want to. So they're telling you, you will own nothing and be happy. That's their big plan. It's their big plan. You know, if the vaccines don't take you down and all this other stuff doesn't happen, everything, folks, is pointing towards Bible prophecy and what God said will happen. It's going to happen. There's no stopping it. So where's your plan at? Where is your plan in this world? Is your plan in your social security? Is your plan in retirement? Is your plan in gold? Is your plan in silver? Where is your plan? What's your plan? Who are you trusting in to get you through all this? Who are you trusting in to save you? Who are you trusting in to provide for you? Well, for me, it's the Lord Jesus Christ and nothing else. Now, you know, I'm always talking about be prepared. Be prepared. You got to be prepared. So then we should definitely be prepared. But, you know, it's where you're putting your faith and your trust. Where is that going to be? It's like being gold, the government. I mean, we're from the government. We're here to help you. Who believes that? Nobody believes that anymore, unless you're completely lost and blinded, you know, by Satan. Then you'll believe that. And I hope that's not the case for you. I hope you know that this world is not going to get better. The Bible said it's only going to get worse and worse. It's going to wax worse and worse. And if we already see their plan for digital currency, you know, that's what I'm looking at right now. I'm like, why? Why are we going to invest in gold and silver? Correct me if I'm wrong, but I mean, I don't know what good that's going to do. You see what I'm saying? I mean, you'd be able to go and cash that in and get some more digital currency. But I mean, if they're going to program it to what you can buy and what you can't buy, I don't know. Maybe that money that you would use to go and buy gold and silver might be better invested in, oh, I don't know, things to grow crops with, you know, maybe to plant gardens with, you know, maybe some things to actually survive with. Generators, I mean, food supply. I mean, I don't know. That's just me thinking outside the box. Like I said, I'm just a girl from Texas and I am not the sharpest tool in the shed. But, you know, when you want to look at things on how to survive, you know, I don't know. And especially where they're going to program your currency, like you can only buy what they tell you that you can buy. So at that point in time, you know, currency is really not going to be a whole lot of good, not a whole lot of help. You know, more help would be, you know, hey, go get some chickens, you know, buy you some, you know, do whatever you can do to survive on your own, like the homestead, you know, like back in the day, like when I lived on the farm and, you know, those kind of things. So you might want to look at stuff like that, maybe living off the grid. But hey, I'm just saying. But our main thing here while we are still on earth is to tell people about Jesus, the Great Commission. He said we are commanded to do that, to go and tell people the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's what we are here for. So, you know, as far as everything else, hey man, that's our most important objective is to tell people about the Lord Jesus Christ. So one other thing I wanted to mention on this thing here, this global, this digital ID that they have planning. It says the United Nations playbook on digital public infrastructure says that digital ID is foundational to DPI, stating, quote, broadly, there are three major types of protocols that facilitate digital public infrastructure: digital identity, digital payments, and data exchange. These three protocols are typically required for most digital service transactions, such as permitting, issuing licenses, or providing records that often require validating a user's identity, enabling exchange of data across agencies and users. And finally, authorizing payments online. By prioritizing these three protocols, the UN says that local governments can set the stage for the successful development of an entire ecosystem of digital services in alignment with their community's unique needs. This digital identity determines what products, services, and information we can access, or conversely, what is closed off to us. That was from the World Economic Forum 2018, direct quote. The World Economic Forum envisions digital identity being linked to everything from financial services and healthcare records to travel, mobility, and digital governance, all of which are components of DPI. Welcome to Amarillo, Texas. We are in phase one. Hey, just saying, Maui didn't want to do this and they burned Maui to the ground. Look at Texas. Is all these quote smart cities, yeah, we're going to destroy everything so we can build it back better. Yeah. Well, of course, in our, where I'm right now, we had no choice in the matter. They just like, hey, you're going to get these digital, whatever, you're going to get these smart meters and you're going to blah, blah, blah. We didn't really have a choice. As you can tell, I'm a little upset about that. But in Texas, we love our freedom. Apparently, it doesn't go so well in Amarillo, Texas. So all y'all folks moving here from California, because there is a lot of you guys moving here from California, just know it might not be so greener over here in Amarillo. So we have healthcare, financial, food and sustainability, travel and mobility, humanitarian response, e-commerce, social platforms, e-government. This is for citizens to access and use services, file taxes, vote, and collect benefits. This is all part of your DPI. So all of you folks and some of us that are, you know, not myself, but that have, you know, started to use their social security payments, which, you know, my age group will never see those ever. But yet they take them out of our checks since I was like 12. But yet, you know, we'll never see that. And then at that same time, they're just going to dole you out $600 of all the money that you have paid into this giant Ponzi scheme. You're only going to get like $600-$700 a month. Here you go, little Tommy. Here you go, Grandma. I know you worked your whole life and, you know, here, this is what you get from the government. Well, in order to get all your government stuff in this day and age, which is coming up very, very soon, you're going to have your digital currency, digital ID. You're going to have all this digital DPI stuff, right? To get your digital currency, your little CBDCs, folks, I'm telling you. To shop, to conduct business transactions, and secure payments, you will need this digital identity. Telecommunications, for users to own and use devices, for service providers to monitor devices and data on the network, you're going to need a digital identity. Folks, I'm reading this straight from the World Economic Forum's webpage. This is their plan. Does it sound ominous to you guys yet? Do you see the writing on the wall? Do you see what the Lord Jesus has been telling us for thousands of years? This is what's coming. Yes, healthcare. For users to access insurance, treatment, to monitor health devices, wearables, for care providers to demonstrate their qualifications. That's a giant lump sum, isn't it? For all you people that still wear those Apple watches and your Samsung watches and all these watches. And just know they are monitoring everything. It's called the IOB. I've talked about it before. The Internet of Bodies. Everything is connected. They're taking all that data and they're stacking up against you. Oh, Jane, I can see you didn't get off your butt today. You just sat in front of your computer all day. Oh, you didn't do your exercises today, Jane. Little Timmy, I saw that you didn't do anything but sit on your couch and watch Netflix. Well, that's not good for your health, little Timmy. What, did you eat another steak? John, I'm sorry, but that you shouldn't eat that steak. So they're going to monitor everything. All these smart refrigerators that tell you how much food is in your refrigerator and when you need to buy something else. Like, what in the world is going on? What have we become? Like, I'm sorry, I don't want any refrigerators like that, but there are some. I've seen them, Samsung, all kinds of stuff. Folks, everything. IOB, Internet of Bodies. I'm telling you guys. Humanitarian response, to access services to demonstrate qualifications to work in a foreign country. You need a digital identity. People, things, entities, devices is in the center of this little circle that goes around. The travel and mobility, listen to this, to book trips, to go through border control between countries or regions. Like 15-minute cities. They already have that over, what is it, in the Netherlands? They've already got that going on. The UK and London, they have little parts that you can't leave. If you leave, you get fined. What is going on in this world that we stand for this? You know. For DPI proponents, India is a shining example of what a successful rollout looks like, as evidenced by this year's G20 and B20 summits. Speaking at the B20 India Summit in August, India's digital identity architect Nandan Nilekani, whatever, boasted how India had adopted digital public infrastructure at scale and how other nations could follow suit and use DPI for everything from vaccine passports, tax collection, and toll payments to climate adaptation and the move towards a circular economy. You guys, this is insane. Tim Hinchcliffe says digital ID and digital public infrastructure, DPI for vaccine passports, tax collections, toll payments, climate adaptation, and circular economy. That's at the B20 India. And there's he's got it right here on his Twitter thing or X or whatever you want to call it. Is right there's a snapshot with the dude telling us all about that. Folks, this is wideawakemedia.com and it is Tim Hinchcliffe is the author of this. And this is the Nandan Nick, whatever the dude's name, you know. I had to say that yesterday. The authors were getting so much easier to say their names, but this dude, no. This is the IMF Spring Meetings of 2023. This is back in April, almost a year ago. If you think, what are the tools of the new world? Everybody should have a digital ID. Everybody should have a bank account. Everybody should have a smartphone. Then anything can be done. Everything else is built on that. It's another reason why I want to get rid of my smartphone. Go back to the old flip phone. Yeah, I can still text on a flip phone. So, folks, it is getting wicked out there. But when I saw that, I was like, whoa, Nelly. But it says the stated goal of the 50 and 5 campaigns in that in 5 years, 50 countries will have designed, launched, and scaled at least one component of their digital public infrastructure stack in a safe, inclusive in interoperable manner. That came from the check this out. So think individual carbon footprint trackers. Ooh. Ultra low emission zones. ULEZ. They've already got their little names out there for NCBDC programmed. Listen. And CBDC programmed to restrict less desirable quote unquote purchases, all of which are being pushed by proponents of the Great Reset. Folks, it's getting crazy. It's getting crazy. And Murphy just jumped on my desk. You know, the Snurfy Murph. She's got to be in front of everything. She's got to be here. It's all about the Murphy, let me tell you. Guys, this is where everything is heading. And it says, if successful, DPI will give governments and corporations the power to implement systems of social credit that can determine where and how you can travel, what you are allowed to consume, and how you will be able to transact with your programmable money. Folks, I'm just telling you, when I read through all this stuff and I look at the writing on the wall, I keep thinking to myself, and I see all these people, you need to buy gold, you need to buy silver, you need to stockpile of gold. And I'm like, why? It's not going to do you any good. It's not going to do you any good. What I would do, I would stockpile buying you some cows, get you a couple heifers, get you a milk cow, get you some chickens, a rooster, you know, some pigs, whatever, if you like bacon, you know. But you know, stockpile in tangible things, not in intangible things, things you can see, things you can touch, things you can feel. Get you some books on some survival stuff. I'm still working through that, trying to get a list together of, you know, things that we could really, like, you're really gonna need, you know, bypass all this other stuff. Because when you look on survival channels, there is so much out there, and I'm like, whoa, like, I'm a country girl gone city. I'd like to go back to the country girl. So I'm going to look at some stuff that, you know, that you can basically use, just basic needs, you know, because I'm telling you, the Lord Jesus, I have a feeling it's coming back real soon. So one of the articles I wanted to touch on today is from Jan Markell. Jan Markell, you can find it at harbingersdaily.com. Artificial intelligence, are we summoning up demons? She posted this on the 6th of March. And we'll talk about that right now. So she says, about 7 years ago, I started to become aware of a phenomenon known as artificial intelligence, or AI. The first troubling headline I saw stated ex-Google executive Anthony Lewandowski is founding a church where people worship an artificial intelligence God, unquote. The second headline read, why humans will happily follow a robot messiah. She says, I started watching videos online of robots who look human and who think. They answer questions and seem to process real thoughts. The developers of these robots say someday they will solve society's problems. Such men also believe that it is possible for artificial intelligence to be a billion times smarter than humans. Try to process that, she says. She goes on to say, various leaders in the field of AI have made some of the following statements. Number one, the human era could be ending and machines will take over. Two, he who develops AI rules the world. We aren't going to be able to control it. We are summoning up demons. We are playing with fire. This is one of the dumbest things we can do. Soon, robots will walk among us. They will play with us, teach us, and they will truly be our friends. AI will be smarter than humans and will become a god. AI could become the worst event in the history of civilization. In the end, the machines will win. Maybe this new religion isn't the promise of paradise after all. Some promoting AI evangelists, I can talk today, guys, and some of them offer a new promised land. But some of the very movers and shakers of the artificial intelligence industry are sounding serious warnings. This is really not the way of the future as it is all being employed now. Outfits like Google have every bit of information on us they need: address, email, occupation, history, photos, our family, our interests, our searches. Simply stated, they have all our vitals. So how will this play into Antichrist's agenda? Will this manage all buying and selling? We want tech companies to work for us, but we end up fitting into their plans and purposes. Dare I say, we are almost their useful idiots, she says. I agree. We're all aware of the biblical prophecy found in Daniel 12:4, that knowledge will increase in the last days, but machines smarter than people? Surely God would never allow that to happen. He created mankind in his image, and he didn't create them to be superseded by computer chips. That is not stopping man from trying. In 1948, there was a milestone event as it concerns signs of times. That was the rebirth of Israel 70 years ago. Are we in the generation of a more current sign that could involve end time technology, the quote image of the beast, the mark of the beast, etc.? Could this wave of technology be as relevant as the stirring of the dry bones? We look at the 1948 happening in a rearview mirror. Technology is a 21st century fulfillment. Now, she says, viewing one now famous robot, Sophia, was a bit unnerving. YouTube loved to feature her and introduce her to millions. She was attractive, clothed, looked you in the eye, and answered your questions. She could be your friend, companion, problem solver, and perhaps someday your spouse. At the very least, she could run your errands and put away your groceries. In the wrong hands, she could be dangerous. Young people are particularly drawn to artificial intelligence. Some will tell you that they can get an answer more quickly from Google or Alexa than they can from God. Who needs God in an age of artificial intelligence? Who needs an invisible God? And Google or Alexa may tell you what you want to hear in Technicolor 3D and instantaneously. And it says, she goes on to say, don't brush this off as silliness. It's our world today. Welcome to the brave new world, she says. Google admits that they want to be like the mind of God and suggests we will be godlike. They are grabbing bundles of data from us. There is a home invasion going on by the world of technology. If you think you have privacy, think again. We are being monitored, and this is not crazy talk. It is not sensationalism. It is not kooky conspiracy language. The world of Big Brother exists and will be in full bloom during the tribulation, from which the church is absent. And as I quoted above, she says, an inventor admits, quote, this is one of the dumbest things we can do, unquote. It has a very dark side. You may not be skilled in technology, and you may not think this doesn't affect your life, but it does. And it's a guarantee that younger people in your world are captivated by all of this. These things are falling into place, she says. AI cannot speak anything into existence or give you eternal life. It cannot give anyone comfort, guidance, or offer anyone peace or hope. It cannot still the wind or calm the sea. It is more like Frankenstein than like God. It is trying to be like God, but will fall short. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. AI is fearfully fraudulent. Stay ahead of the game and become informed, she says. Events of the tribulation are casting a shadow today. The shout and the trumpet are close. He is coming soon. God sits in the heavens and laughs at these people. Psalm 2. He will allow them a short season of notoriety and then will crush the evildoers at his second coming. Folks, this is the truth, and we await that time as Christians. We long for that. We long for God to come and set things right. The whole world and creation groans, it says, until the Lord comes to set and make things right again. So with that, I'm going to get out of here, guys. So as always, get in the Word of God. Let the Word of God get into you. And Maranatha, Lord Jesus, Maranatha. May today be the day that the Lord Jesus comes and takes us home with the shout of a trumpet, folks. Ooh, boy, we will be caught up. Harpazos, raptured, raptured, snatched away, guys. Now think of that as you go about your day today and tell somebody about the Lord Jesus Christ and how they can be saved. If you're sitting here listening to the sound of my voice and you have not put your faith in Jesus Christ to be your Savior, I don't know what you're waiting for. But if you're eating Cheetos sitting on your couch, let me tell you something. You can do it right now. You don't need to be in a church. You don't have to be anywhere. There's no special prayer you have to say. You just have to know that you are a sinner and that you need a Savior and that there's nothing you can do to earn that salvation. Nothing. Nothing, not one single thing. Cry out to the Lord Jesus today. Say, Jesus, please save me. I believe you are who you say you are. I believe that you died for my sins. God raised you from the dead 3 days later, and you ascended, and you sit on the right hand of the throne of God. Please forgive me of my sins. I repent. I turn away. I turn to you. I trust you, Lord Jesus, to save me. And folks, then you will be saved. Welcome to the family. All right? So with that, guys, I'm going to get out of here. We have to say bye at least a couple times in Texas. And get in the Word of God, guys. Keep looking up for the Lord Jesus Christ. He is coming to take us home. Thank you all so much for listening. And may God bless each and every one of you as we keep looking up for the Lord Jesus.